वी विल सी चैप्टर 17 ऑफ भागवतम फर्स्ट कैंटो अतः सप्तदशो अध्याय तत्र गोमिथुनम राजा हन्यमानम अनाथवत दंडहस्तम च वृषलम दृढ़से नृपलांचनम परिचित व्हाट ही सॉ दैट देयर वाज ए पर्सन एंड ही वाज किकिंग द बुल एंड द काउ एंड हु वाज ही वाज दंडहस्तम च वृषलम दृढ़से नृपलांचनम ही वाज हैविंग ए दंड दंड मीन स्टिक And with that stick, he was hurting the bull and the cow. Who was that bull? That bull was Dharma. And the cow was Prithvi. In the form of cow, it was Prithvi. Anathvat, as if they are anath. That bull, the Dharma, and the Prithvi are like anath. Not protected by anybody. As if he was hurting them. Nipalachanam. And he was wearing dressed like a nrip. Nrip means king. Dressed in the king form and he was punishing those two animals, bull and cow. Brisham rinala dhavalam mehantam iva vibhavatam vepamanam padaikenam sidantam sudra taditam. In the second verse it is said that he was sudra. Who is a sudra? Is it by birth or is it by any guna? Guna. Good. So by birth one can be Brahman, but by guna he can be Sudra. Born in a Brahman family, but working as a Sudra, he will be considered as a Sudra. And a Sudra, born in a Sudra family, but if he improves his guna, he can become Brahman. So who is a Brahman? A Brahman is who has got a predominant sattva. We have got three guna, na? Sattva, rajas and tamas. Predominant sattva becomes Brahman. Then followed by rajas and tamas. Sattva, rajas and tamas. And who is a kshatriya? Rajas predominant followed by sattva and tamas. And who is a vaishya? Rajas followed by tamas and sattva. Because in the vaisya, in the businessman, you will find the sattva is very low. They always say business lie is a truth. All business lie is a truth. So sattva is very low. And who is a sudra? Sudra is tamasic, rajasic, sattvic. Tamas pradhan. So what we have to do, we have to evolve ourselves. Even if you are in the sudra yoni, in the tamas, we can come up to rajas, from rajas to sattva. That is why Lord has said in Bhagavad Gita to Arjun, Arjun was kshatriya, rajas pradhan, followed by sattva and tamas. And Lord used to say, nitya sattvastha bhava arjuna, nitya, always you try to stay in the sattva guna. So we can improve our gunas. So this person was a sudra, really a sudra, a tamasic person, but dressed as a king. And he was punishing those two animals. Brisham Mrinal Dhablam. How was that bull? Mrinal Dhablam. Pure white. Mrinal Dhablam. Mehanta Vibhatam. Because out of fear he started urinating. Because of this person, this sudra was punishing. Bepamanam Padekainam. And Siddhanti Sudra Taritam Bepamana trembling. The bull was trembling. And Padaikena, it was standing on one leg. Padaikena Sudratam Sudra Taritam. And what about the cow? Gamcha Dharma Dudham Dinam Brisham Sudra Padahatam Vivasam Sasurvadanam Samam Yavasamichitim. Gam, the cow was what? The cow gives us milk, and from that milk we make butter, and that butter is used in yajna. And how it gives, what it eats? Dry grass, but gives us creamy milk. To that cow, this sutra was, what was he doing? Padahat, by his feet he was trying to hit. Again and again he was hitting that cow. Bibhisam, as if it is without any protection. Sa Srubadanam Samam, and the cow was weeping. Samam, she was lean and thin. Yavachimitasim, that means was hungry also. To that person, to that sudra, the Parichit said, Prapacha Rathamaruraha Karta Swarma Parichidam, Mega Gambhirayam Vacha Samaropita Karnukaha. Parichit called out, sitting on Ijrat. How was Ijrat? It was studded with the gold and all this thing, inlaid by the gold. And his voice holding the bow, well strung. With his dhanush, bow and arrow, the Parichit was ready to kill him. Kostam masarane loka baladjan balan bali nardevosi vesena natvat karmanadvija kostam masarane. Who are you? These all animals and the subjects are under my protection. And how come you are punishing those who are very weak? How come you are doing this? Weak and helpless people, you are nardevosi. You are look like a Naradeva. Who is a Naradeva? Devata in Nar. The king is called Devata. You are dressed like a king. Naradevosi. Look like it. With the dress you look like a king. Vesena Natvat Karmana Advija. Natvat. Natvat means like actor. Natvat Karmana. But your karma Advija. Advija means it's not like Brahman. So you look like a king, but your karma is not like that. As if you are acting like an actor. Who is an actor? If he puts on an actor, puts on a dress of king, he becomes king. Puts on a dress of beggar, he becomes beggar. So you are acting like a nut. Yastam Krishna gate duram sah gandiv dhanbana socha asasocha jan rahasi praharan padamarsi. Who are you? As soon as Lord has gone and Arjun has also left this place and you are torturing this innocent people, praharan padamarsi, I will kill you. Bad, I will kill you. Then he said, Tam va minal dhavala padar nunam padacharan brisa rupenam kaschit devo na paridekhan. Brisa rupenam kaschit devo, who are you? In the form of this bull, I think you are a devata in that form. Brisa rupenam kaschit devo, tam va minal dhavala, you are pure milky white. Padar nunam padacharan, and moving on one leg. But to me, you appear to be a devata. And that bull was dharma. Na parikayadeyan, I am feeling very bad about you. Then Parichit said, Na jatu pauravendranam dordanda parirambite bhutale anupatanti yasmin binate praninam suchah. Our, this kingdom is Ram Rajya. It is under my control. There is nobody, no animal and no subject here who is weeping, whose tears are falling on the earth. Bhutale anupatanti asmin binate praninam suchah. I don't find any person weeping in my kingdom. I am seeing you only. Then what is the duty of Raja? Now he says, Ma saur bhayan sucho betu te prislat bhayam Ma rodi rambha badram tu Kalanam mai sastari na saurabhayanusho. Hey, Dhenuputra, you should not sorrow. Don't fear. He is telling it to the bull. And to the cow, he is saying, Ma rodi ramba bhadram te kalunam mai sastari. Don't weep. I will give punishment to the person who is giving you trouble. So he has given consolation to the both suffering. Then he says, Yas rastre praja sarvastrayante sadhu asadhubhi tasya matasya nasyanti kirti ayu bhagogati. In any kingdom where the wicked people trouble the sadhus, sadhu are being troubled by asadhu. The wicked are troubling the good people. What happened? Tasya matyasya na santi, that rajas. What happens to that raja? His kirti, his fame goes down. His ayu goes down. Bhaga, his wealth also goes down. And gati, in the next life also he will be fallen. So the raja at that time used to know their responsibility, and if they are not up to the standard, what will happen to them? They also knew it. And today's world, do they know what they are doing and what will happen to them? No. Esam rajyam paro dharma ya artanam arti nirgraha ata enam badhisyami bhut druhamas sattamam. Esam rajyam paro dharma. This is the dharma of raja. This is the duty of raja. What? To artanam arti nirgraha. Artanam, those who are suffering, you should remove their suffering. Ata ena badhisyami bhut druhamas. Therefore, hence I will kill this sudra who is torturing you. He has seen the sudra torturing the animals. So he said, now I will kill them. Padishyami. Kovitrasya tat padastrin saurabheya chatuspadan mam bhuvastvam drisharastri ragyam krishnanuvartitam. O son of Surbi, who has cut your three legs? He is addressing the bull. You are hopping on one leg. Tell me, who has destroyed or cut your three legs? I cannot allow this in my land ruled by the people who are devoted to Lord Krishna. Krishna Anuvartan. We are all the followers of Krishna. We can't allow all these things to happen in our kingdom. Tell me who has done harm to you.
Akhyahi Vrishabhadram Vaha Sadhunama Kritagasam Atma Vairupya Kartaram Prarthanam Kirti Dushanam.
O Vrish, there shall be shelter given to all harmless and innocent people in my kingdom. And who has mutilated you in this way, bringing defame to Pandavas? If something is happening like this, who will be responsible for that? Everybody say it is the rulership of Pandava. Under their rulership, these things are happening. So that will bring defame to us. So tell us. Then he says, Jane Nagasakyam Yunjanam Sarvato Yasya Madhvayam Sadhu Nam Bhadram Evapsya Asadhu Damane Krite. What I do? Asadhu Daman. We destroy the Asadhu and then we protect the Sadhu. How? Sadhu Nam Bhadram Evapsya. They become protected. How they become protected? When the Asadhu are. Even in Bhagavad Gita also is the same thing said. Yada yada hi dharma se granir bhavati bharata. Lord, what he did? Lord removed the asadhus, wicked people were removed. And sadhus were thus protected.
Anagasviha bhuteshuya agaskrin nirankushah ahartasmi bhujam sakshad martasyapi sangadam.
I shall cut off the arm of a people up to this. Those who are giving trouble to innocent people. This is Parichit is saying. This is the law of our land. Those who are troubling, those who are wicked, will cut his hand. Cut his hand means so that he cannot hold the stick, no danda. They cannot punish. So he will cut right from here.
Dharma yuvacha.
No. Rajyo hi parmo dharma swadharma sthanupalanam sasato anyane yatha sastram anupadya tadapani. Rajyo hi parma dharma. This is the dharma. This is the duty of Raja. Swadharma sthanupalanam. Those who are following the right path, they should be protected according to the scriptures. And those who are obstructing it, they should be punished. This is the duty of the Raja. Then after that, dharma uvacha. Dharma means that bull is now saying.
Dharma uvacha etad vah pandaveyanam yuktam artavayam vachah yesham gunaganau krishnau dautadau bhagavan kritah.
Etad vah pandaveyanam yuktam artavayam vachah. Such words of solace and protection, art, abhayam. you have given me protection and you have said such a word that you will protect me. I am about this fearless, this Abhyam word, I appreciate it. They are befitting on the descendants of the Pandav, because all the Pandavas followed the same dharma. And they are the great virtues. Yesam gun ganai Krishna dudadi bhagavad gita. Because you followed all this dharma, the Lord Krishna became your dud. You became sarthi also, dudadi. Because you followed all these things, so Lord also served you in various ways.
Navayam klesha bijani yatasu purushar sava purusham tam bijani maha vakya bheda vimohita.
Navayam klesha bijani yatasu purushar sava. We do not know the cause of our sorrow. Klesha bij. Bij means the cause. What is the cause of our sorrow? We don't know. We are ignorant. And purusham tu bijanami o vakya bheda vimohita. Vimohita, we are well deluded. We do not know what exactly is the cause of the sorrow. But the various people say it various ways. But exactly what is the cause of our sorrow, we don't know. Kechit vikal vasna ahurum atmana atmana deva manne pare karma sabhavam apare prabhum. Various people say in various ways. Those who do not believe in duality, that means those who follow the Advaita Darshan, they say, Ahur Atmana Atmana, the cause of sorrow is your destiny. Others say, Deva Manne, others say, it is your Prarabdha. You have done something in the past and accordingly you are getting this thing. Pare Karma, some say, no, this is your karma, your actions. Your actions, whatever actions you have done, according to that action, you are getting fruit of action. So if you have done any bad action, the result will be sorrow. So this is, some people say like this, svabhavam apare. Some people say, no, this is the nature of human beings. According to your svabhav, it is happening. And others say, prabhu, it is the Ishwar. It is the Ishwar who gives you the karma phal. Karturagya prapyate phalam. We have got the right to action, but the fruit of actions are not in our hand. So who is giving us the fruit of action? Prabhu. So who is the cause of sorrow? Prabhu. But before Prabhu, you have done the karma. Karma. Prabhu is only karma phal data. So various sources, people say these are the cause of the sorrow. Apratakardi anardiseaditi kesupi nisseha atranurupam rajarse bimarsaswa manisaya. Apratakardi. By tarka also you cannot show the cause of the sorrow. By logic also you cannot say tarka. Anardiseaditi, that also you cannot define it clearly by speech. This is the cause. Kasit nisya atranupi rajarse bimarsaswa manisya. So therefore, O Raja, you think yourself, what can be the cause? I do not know the cause of my sorrow. Then Suta vacha, who is Sut? Sut is the narrator. Narrator of the whole Bhagavatam, he is telling the Sutta. Suta vacha. Evam dharme pravadati sa samrat dvijasattama samahitena manasa vikheda parichashtatama. Evam dharme pravadati. After dharma had spoken like this, King Parichit. This dialogue is being told by Sutji to whom? Saunakji. Saunakji.
So Saunakji.
It was being said by Sutji to Saunakji, samahitena manasa. He introspected. Who introspected? Raja Parichit introspected. When the dharma said all these things, then he started thinking, how come? What is the cause? Bikheda parichastatana. After introspecting in his mind, then he said. Now it is Rajo Vacha. Rajo means the Raja Parichit is saying. What? Dharma barbisi dharmagya dharmosi ibrisa rupadrik yad adharma krit sthanam suchakasyami tadave. O dharmagya, whatever you have said is the secret of dharma. and you are dharma in the form of a bull. It is prohibited to describe adharma. Doing adharma itself is a sin. But a person who describes adharma also is a sin. He will get the same punishment as if he has done the adharma. We were discussing in our chapter 16 also, apaisunam. Apaisunam means backbiting. And one of the qualities said by Lord that Devi Sampatti is apaisunam. Don't speak anything about anybody behind his back. No, never do that. Doing that means you are also doing the adharma. So you, what will be the fruit of action of that? Well, same fruit of action. Committing a sin, or you are doing the chugli of other.
Chugli.
Backbiting karo. You will get also the same thing, same dharma. The people don't understand this thing. I was telling you, immediately they come to get a news, immediately they will write email or phone and all, or spread the whole words everywhere, all over world it will go. This has happened. And Mahatma says, it's not your duty to do that. Never, never say that. A sadhu will take lot of trouble. And the example given was like a kapas, the cotton. It takes so much of trouble. First you pluck the cotton, then carden it, then twist it, make thread, then it is weaved this way, that way. Then it goes to the tailor, he cuts it, then again pierces with the stitch. How much cotton is undergoing so much of trouble? But what it does? It hides the weaknesses of a human being. So sadhu is, we have to become a sadhu. We have to have a devi gun. So don't do this thing. Apaisunam, never do that. Athava deva maya nunam gati gochara chetaso vachasyami bhutanamiti nischaya. And it is very difficult to describe this maya, because this whole play is maya. Everything is happening here. Whole thing is maya. This is the prakriti. Creation is prakriti. And this is the power of Lord. So whole thing is happening in the prakriti, in the maya. And it is very difficult to describe by speech or understand by mind, the maya. It's very difficult. Tapa saucho daya satnam iti pada krite kritaha adharma sastrayo bhagmanasyam sangam madhaistava. Tapah saucham daya satyam iti padah krite kritaha. You were having four legs. What were the four legs? First was tapah, second was saucham, daya and satyam. Tapah means austerity. Austerity means you must have some control on your senses and mind. If you don't control, what will happen? Because these are all extrovert. The eyes can see only outside, but it cannot see what is going inside, what is inside, can't see. The sound, the ears can hear only sound, outside sound. It can't hear the sound of the heart. Can you hear duk 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 duk? No, can't hear. The nose can smell all the smells of outside. Can it smell what is going inside? No. So these are by nature, in Kathopanishads it is said, it is manufacturing defect. They always see outside, I always extrovert. If you don't control it, what will happen? They will continuously roam in this world. OET. Continuously they will remain in the OET. And if you always remain in the OET, what will happen? You will never come to know the Atma which is inside. And the goal is to know this Atma. So tapa is needed, some austerity, some control is needed. Tapa, then next is the saucham. Saucham, purity outside and inside. Some mahatma, they joke. Even if you go on the airport, A lady have not taken bath for several weeks, comes out of the washroom, and then saucham. But inside saucham, mind is polluted. Outside is also not clean, inside is also not clean. Saucham. Daya, there is no more compassion, there is no more daya. We don't see others' discomfort. We see our only comfort, daya. Satyam, that also is not there. Satyam, pada kriti kritaha, adharma sastrayano bhagna, adharma. Adharma has cut these three. Three has been cut. What are those three? Sma, sangam, madhishava. Sma means ego. Your ego has destroyed the tapa part. Your ego, your ahankar is not allowing you to do the austerity. Then, sangha, with the attachment, purity is gone. With the attachment, purity is gone. With the attachment, purity is gone means you are attached to that. Your mind is now polluted. Inside is polluted. We are attached to this mission. We are attached to this house. We are attached to this car. We are attached to these peoples. Then your mind is polluted there. Then daya by blinding passions. Mother, only for me. Blinding passion. So these three have gone. Idanim dharma padaste satyam nivartaye tata. Idanim, now there is only satya left. That also this Kali wants to kill. Only satya left. Three are gone. Tam jigrantiji adharmoyam anritai naidika Kali. This evil spirit of Kali flourishing on the asat, he wants to kill that also. Fourth leg also. Itham ca bhu bhagavata nashitor ubharasati sri madhvadishtat padanyasi sarvatah krita kautikaha. Now, this Gomata is Prithvi. And we know, the Lord has two wives, Bhudevi and Sri Devi. Lord has left with the Sri Devi. Sri Devi has gone. And Bhudevi, when Lord was here with his all power, so this Prithvi was shining at that time. So now that shiningness is gone because the Lord has left with his all gunas. And we have seen Lord was having 39 gunas and more. That was described earlier. All the gunas Lord was having. When all these gunas were there in Prithvi, there was all prosperity everywhere. Now Lord has left. Sojati asrukula sadbi durbhagevo jitadhuna abrahmana nipyaja sudra bhuchanti mameti. Now the Lord has departed and this Prithvi is pure. The form of purity and faithfulness is shedding tears now. Asrukula. The cow was shedding tears now. Asrukula. Why Asrukula? Nripa vyaja sudra bhojanti mamati. Now the sudra, they are enjoying. Sudra, they are enjoying means they have become Lord. That we are seeing now. At least in India, you will clearly see. Scheduled caste and scheduled tribe. Downtrodden. Now the Patels are saying, we also want that scheduled caste, scheduled tribe. Why you do want? Why? No. We want also protection. We want to come up. What will happen? Who will rule? Sudra will rule. This is how the Sudra are coming up. Mameti. Iti dharme mahim chaiva samte hitva maharatha nisatamadade khargam kale dharma hetve. Comforting dharma and earth. This maharathi parichit. It took out his sword to kill that kali. Nisatamadade khargam kale adharma hetve. Tam jigasum abhipritya vihaya nipulanchanam tat padamulam sirsa samagada bhaya vivala. Kali abandoning his dress. Which dress?
King's dress.
King's dress. Screw away. King's dress. came running, prostrated, surrendered to the Parichchet. Human form, he is coming and he is surrendering. Tat pad mulam sirsa samgad bhay vibala, and he was frightened. Seeing the kharga of this, that now Parichchet will kill me, he was frightened and he came surrender. Patitam padayo vira kripya dana vasala saranyo navachit sroka ah chedam hasanniva. When he surrendered to Parichchet, Parichchet became happy. And hasanniva, he said smilingly. To whom he is addressing now? Kali.
Rajavacha nate guda keshaya shodharanam baddhanjaler vai bhayam asti kinchit navartitavyam bhavata katham chan kshetre madi tvamadharma bandhu.
Nate guda kesa yasodharanam baddhanjaler vai bhayam asti kinchit guda kesa yaso guda kesa vaj guda kesa arjun. We have got this reputation coming in our Pandav Vansh that whosoever surrenders to us, we protect. This is our dharma. So what is bhayam asti kinchita? You don't frighten. Now because you have surrendered, Kali has surrendered, and I am following the same reputation, same dharma as followed by Arjun. So you need not fear. I will protect you. Na vartitavyam bhavata kathachan kshetre madiya tvam adharma bandhu. But there is one condition, I will protect you. You will not enter my kingdom. This is condition. Why? Because you are adharma bandhu. You are the follower, you are friend of adharma. And in my kingdom, this everything is dharma. So adharma, I will not allow in my kingdom. I am not killing you, I am leaving you. Saunakadi Rishi asked this question to Parichchet, to Sutji, why didn't Parichchet kill the Kali? The reason is that because he surrendered. And the person who is surrendered, then after that there is no question of killing him. The condition was given by Parichchet, okay, I will leave you, but you will not enter my kingdom.
Tvam vartamanam naradeva deheshu anupravitto yam adharma pugah loho anritam choryam anaryam maho jeshtha maya kalahascha dambah.
Tvam vartamanam naradeva deheshu. If you stay in the kingdom, staying in the kingdom is you will affect the people. If the Raja has got this guna, what will happen? If Raja start following adharma because the Kali is there, then he says, pravitto yam adharma puga, I will be start also doing adharma. Because you have taken residence in me, so I will be doing the adharma. What type of adharma will come? Lobha, the greed will come. I will think about myself only. I will not think about subjects. I will not see anybody's comfort. Lobha, anritam, I will also start speaking anrita, false thing, jhoot bolengam, anritam. Chaurya, Raja become chore. Don't you see the Raja become chore?
Oh, yeah.
Chaurya. Anaryam, anaryam, the thing which the Arya should do, he will not be doing that. He will become anarya. Then jeshtha cha maya kalhasya dambha, it will be, he will become undutiful. There will be what you call hypocrisy, there will be deceit, there will be fighting, kalha. Kalha will be there, always kalha will be there, quarreling. And all those things will become inauspicious for the whole country. So if the Kali comes and resides in Raja, what will happen? Parichchet explained.
Tam vartitavyam tada dharma bandho dharmena satyena cha vartitavye brahmavarte atra yajanti yajnayi yajneshwaram yajnavitana vikyaha.
So therefore, Brahma Avarte, this area is called Brahmavart. You are not allowed to come in the Brahmavart. My kingdom's name is Brahmavart. You are not allowed to come into. Why? Because we are doing yajna. Who are doing yajna vitana vigyaha? Those who are the knowers of the yajna, they do the yajna. At that time, yajna was in vogue at that time. Yajna. Why? To whom they are doing the yajna? Yajna Ishwara. Who is the Ishwara of yajna? Hari. So we are doing a yajna for the satisfaction or for worshipping the Lord Hari. Brahmavarte Yatra Jayanti Yajna. All are doing this dharmic work, and we will not allow you to come here because you are adharma and we are following dharma. If you come, what will happen? The people will leave the dharma and they will start doing adharma. You see, earlier people used to fulfill their desire by yajna. There was once upon a time, whatever desire you have, if you want a putra, do the putreshti yajna. You want swarga, you do the corresponding yajna, you will get it. And what is that? You are invoking the Lord. You are always remembering the Lord. Now if the adharma comes, what will happen? If you want wealth by illegal means, you will immediately try to get it. So adharma will increase. I will not allow you to enter my kingdom.
Yasmin Harir Bhagavan Ijjamana Ijjamurti Ryajatam Shamtanoti Kamana Mokhastira Jangamanam Antarvahir Vairuvaishatma.
Yasmin Hari Bhagavan Nijyamana Ijjamurti Jatam Shamtanoti. Here the Lord Hari is residing as a yajna, and the people are worshipping him for the fulfillment of their desires. Any desire, you do the yajna. And who is in the yajna? Hari. Why Hari? Because whenever we put the oblation, it is always for a particular devta. And we always say, this is Om Namah Indra, Om Indra Swaha. It is Indra for you. Na Idam Mama. This is not for me. After every oblation, we say like this. Na Idam Mama. So this is always we do. So, kaman moghan srima jangamanam antar bahir vayu rasva atma. And that Hari pervades everywhere, char and achar. And a beautiful simile is given, how like the vayu. Vayu pervades everywhere. Similarly, the Hari pervades everywhere, antar and bahi. Outside and inside, everywhere Hari is there. Then Suta Uvacha, again Suta is saying, परिचित में मादिष्ट सकल जात बेकुत तम उद्यात स्मिता देहम दंड पानी मुद्रतन परिचित लुक लाइक ए यंग विद द नेकेड सॉर्ड होल्डिंग दैट सॉर्ड एंड देन हैविंग हर्ड परिचित कली से ट्रेम्बलिंग विद द फियर कली वाज सीइंग परिचित एज ए यंग लॉर्ड ऑफ डेथ विद द ओपन सॉर्ड दैट इज गोइंग टू किल हिम एट दैट टाइम कली उवाच कली से What Kali says, Yatra Kavajan Vasyami Sarva Bhaumat Bhagya Lachye Tatra Tatrapi Tattamate Surasanam Tanme Dharma Vitam Srishta Sthanam Nirdushta Maharshi Yatreva Nityo Vasya Atishtate Anusasanam. I am willing to stay wherever you order. Total surrender. Kali is saying to Parikshit that I am ready to stay wherever you order me to stay. Why? But I need some place to stay. And I don't find any place other than this whole kingdom. You are Chakravarti Raja of the whole earth. Where can I go? I can't go outside your kingdom. I have to stay. And I have surrendered. You have to give me a place. So whatever place you say, I will stay there. Because I see everywhere Lord Parikshit, Raja Parikshit is standing with his bow and arrow. Wherever I go, I find that it is the rulership of Parikshit. So now you have to tell me where to stay. I have surrendered. Now you tell me the stay, and I promise I will confine myself to only those places. That's all. You tell me the place. Suta Uvacha. अभ्यर्थितस्तदा तस्मै स्थानानि कलेदतो द्यूतं पानं स्त्रिय सूना यथा धर्म चतुर्विद. He requested and Raja said, okay, I give you 4 places to stay. Where? Dyutam, gambling. Panam. All bars and pubs, darukana. Striya, women of the street. And then Suna. Suna means this slaughterhouses. Slaughterhouses. Yatra adharma chaturvidha. These are all the places of adharma. How you find? You see, dyutam, gambling, is totally based on untruth. All dyutam rest on that. Very simple. Suppose you go to the horse race and everybody knows that the horse number 8 is the best in the lot. Everybody puts in $10 and the prize is $1,000. If your guess is correct, if number 8 wins, you will get $1,000. And everybody is betting on that one number 8. Suppose there are 100 people. Out of 100, 90 have said number 8. How much they have paid? 90 into 10. $900 they have given to the club, the gambling house. And if number 8 wins, how much they have to give? 90 into 1,000. 90,000. How much is the collection? 9. How much is to be paid out? Now what the gambling person will do? He will see that number 8 will never become first.
Good idea.
Then only he will get money, na? 900. So gambling is always based on untruth. I have not seen, but I am told that there is one place here in America, Las Vegas, is the gambling den. And the people go there in Mercedes and come out with walking on bus number 11. You know the bus number 11? What is that? Walking on bus number 11. 1-1. he came in his Mercedes and BMW, lost it in gambling, came out, now walking on
bus number 11.
Dyutam. Next, Panam. You see what happens in Panam? Your vivek is gone. Your intellect is gone. Panam. And then vivek is gone, you will do all adharma. Because you don't have buddhi now. Buddhi nas ho gaya. Adharma. Striya, striya also, there is a sang, you get attached. And once you are attached to that, gone. You visit that woman again and again and again and again. Sangha. Suna, suna means slaughterhouse. The animals see you. And they tell, we will see you. You come. We all will be waiting for you. This is what is said in all this narak. When the narak description will come,
narak chapter pura.
It will be said, they are all waiting. You have killed us, now our turn. So these are the 4 places given to Kali. You can stay there. And it's really speaking, staying there. It's all adharma going on in these places. Then after that, Punasya yajmanasya jata rupam adat prabhu tato anritam madam kamam rajo vairam cha panchamam. He said, no Lord, you give me one more. This you have given all bad things, something good also you give me. They said, tato anritam. Anritam means telling lies. So in gambling, anritam is there, lies. Madam, madam is there. Then kamam, lust is there. Strigaman, visiting the woman of the street. Then vairam, slaughterhouse. Where is ruin? All animals are saying, you are my upper enemy, we'll see you when you reach there, vairam. Then he came rajogun also. Rajogun, see, it means in the wealth, in the swarn, in the gold. For the gold, you have to put in effort, na, for to getting the gold. Rajogun is required, you have to earn. But if your earning is not correct earning, if you earn by adharma, then what will happen? The consequence will come in the next chapter. Because Parichit himself will wear a crown, golden crown, which was adharmic. And its consequence will follow. So if you have got a wealth of adharma, and with that adharma wealth, if you buy, suppose you have got a adharma and you buy a soap to clean your body, the Mahatma says that soap is also adharma. It will not clean. Anything done with that will continue to give you the same consequences. And people don't understand this. It's a very simple logic behind that. But the people don't understand. And that can be done only, your wealth can be purified only by daan. Only by daan you can purify. And it is said the mahat daan is your purification of your own wealth. Because if the wealth is purified and after that you utilize your wealth, then you get everything dharma. But the people don't understand. They are all educated, intelligent people. They say, we toil from morning to evening. We work in the company, doing nothing wrong. I am doing my duty honestly. I am getting a paycheck. This is ekdam pakka. But what about your company in which you are working?
What about your company where you are working?
Danam.
Danam.
No way out. You have, in the next Gita chapter class it will come. The Mahatma said the biggest thing is that you have to clean your wealth. But the people don't understand. Chalo aage chalte. Amuni panchasthanani adharma prabhakali autarena dharatani nevasat tannidesakrit. Amuni panchasthani, the five places were given by whom? Autrayani, the son of Uttra, Parichit, he gave this, and the Kali is after that staying in these five places. Tannidesakrita. Athaitani cha seveta bhubhusa purusa kachit visheshtu dharma silo raja lokapatir guru. Athaitani na sevate. These should not be accepted by good noble people. These five things, they should not be touched by the noble people. Especially Raja. It said the king should not do all these things. What are those things? Five things.
Gambling, drinking.
Number two. Number three.
Street.
Woman of the street. Four. Slaughterhouse. Fifth.
Sona. Gold.
The Nripa and Lokapati. Lokapati means the leaders of the society. Raja, Nripapati, leader of the society. Our Netaj. And Guru. Guru should also not do this thing. See, people specifically. Vrishasya nasra srina padan tapa sauja dayam iti prati sandagnam asvasa mahim chasam vardayat. Vrishasya nasraan trin padan. And Parichit, after that, those three legs which were broken and cut by the adharma, he put it back. So he put the dharma with all the four padas. Sai sai tadhyasa asanam parthimochitam pitamaheno pushyantam ragya ranam vivichita. Same Parichit is on the throne which was given by Yudhishthir when they all left for the forest. The same throne, the same Raja Parichit is ruling. ஆஸ்திய குணாசர் ஆதர் சி கோர்பேந்தர் சி ஒல்லுசன் கஜாஹவே மகாபாக சக்கரவர்த்தி கிரகசபா அண்ட் ஹிஸ் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் ஹிஸ் தர்ம ஹிஸ் ஃபேம் அண்ட் எவ்ரிதிங் இஸ் இன்க்ரீசிங் இன் த கிங்டம் இத்த பூதானாம் அனுபவம் அபியன்சோ நிப யஸ் பாலயத சூனி யூயம் சத்ராய தீட்சிதா சச் இஸ் த பவர் ஆஃப் த ராஜா பரீட்சித் சன் ஆஃப் அபிமன்யு அபிமன்யு சுதோ நிப அபிமன்யு சுத சுத சன் அபிமன்யு சன் ஹி ஹஸ் பிகம் த நிப இஸ் த ராஜா சச் இஸ் த பவர் ஆஃப் பரீட்சித் ராஜா சன் ஆஃப் அபிமன்யு And because of this, yes, palyatya sonim yuyam satraya dichita, it is because of those conditions which are still continuing, you are able to do this satra yagya, O sonak. You are doing the yagya of 1000 years. How you are able to do it? Because this is coming all the way from Parichit. Because of this condition, because of this dharmic ruling, you are able to do this yagya here. इति श्रीमद्भागवते महापुराणे परमहंसायां संहितायां प्रथम स्कंधे कलि निग्रहो नाम सप्तदशोध्याय दिस इज द सेवेंथ चैप्टर ऑफ कलि निग्रह नाउ यू गॉट व्हाट इज कलि योग व्हाट आर फोर फाइव थिंग्स मोस्ट ऑफ द पीपल नाउ दे डोंट गो टू
गोल्ड
Gold means gold, sona, wealth.
Wealth.
You don't know where there is gold, I didn't get
that. No. You earn gold. There is no harm in earning, but that should be by the righteous way.
Should gold not means basically right now, if we compare to our thing, it's basically salary.
You think it is righteous?
Yeah.
You think, but you have to think a little, you broaden your vision. If everything is polluted, how can I now purify it? I must get the outlet also, na?
Yeah.
If I come to know, I am not at fault. My company is at fault or some other people are at fault. The money is coming to that. Or the company is getting from the dawn, some underworld.
Five places.
One more. Sona, the gold.
Matlab earning wealth by
adharmic wealth.
Adharmic, not earned righteously.
This is basically not like a place. It's just the way you do things.
Yeah. Like underworld people, what are they doing?
Yeah.
Terrorists, what they are doing?
Yeah.
How they adharmic. Now, if you get that money comes in your hand. We can't stop it. We can't stop it. But can I purify it?
You can purify it.
That is the thing. We have to purify it. That's all. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே ஓம் சாந்தி 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 ஹரி ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ ஹரி